Hey y'all, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing? It's Lexi and Chrissy back.
That's right, baby.
Back again. Reunion.
Problem Addicts here again. And you guys voted on which one we should do. Mm-hmm. And we decided
alignment chart of people that we went to high school with.
So we have a collection of 57 fellow high school flames.
So chances are, if you're watching this and you were in our grade, and there's a couple people that aren't in our grade.
Oh, did we say you were going to film this?
I don't know. It's too late.
All right, we'll film the next one.
Yeah. So chances are, if you were in our grade, you might be in this.
You're probably going to be in this.
And so we basically, how the alignment chart goes is we broke it up into categories. So do you want to read them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have really close, friends, friendly, heartthrob, heartbreak, hated me, and hated them.
And of course, some of these might overlap.
We're going to try our best to just sort them into one category. But
I'm a Libra. I'm really indecisive. So so without further ado, let's just get into it. So we're going to take turns drawing one, and then I'm going to write one down. You're going to write it down, and then we're y'all will see. Okay.
So I'm going to do the first drawing. Are we excited? I feel like, yes. She gave me a box to put them in, and I feel like they're going to, fall in between the cracks. I'll have to dig for them later, but it's fine. The first one is Adam.
Adam. So Adam was in our French class. Adam, okay, little backstory on Adam. So Adam is hilarious. dry humor king. In sophomore year, I would never do my homework. And so, and you know how Madam would always go around and check for completion? Yeah. So he would distract her while I would do it.
Yes, Adam.
So King,
love him.
Well, I wouldn't say we're friends, but he's definitely
friendly. Definitely friendly. I agree.
I want to be his friend, but I don't think I'm worthy.
I could just imagine him right now being like, Lexi, you didn't do your homework again.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, Adam, can you help me out? Yep. Okay, Lexi.
Madam.
Love him.
Okay.
Who's next?
Who is next?
Andrew Nelson.
Okay. I'm going to I hate him and he hates me. Now, he hates me for no reason. I just literally exist. So that's why. So because he hates me, I hate him.
Okay.
I had to block him on my spam account.
You blocked him?
I did, because he was just bullying me. Oh. kind of. Let me explain. Okay. I do those polls on my story when I'm feeling insecure, and I'll be like, am I annoying? And he'd be like, yes. And it's just And besides, in school,
I was fishing for compliments.
I was, and you would do it too for a check. No, and in school, he was just mean to me too. So
remember the one time at the beach,
he was throwing cherries at me.
Yeah, he was throwing cherry pits at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what the fuck, Andrew?
Yeah. So
I know Andrew's in that group chat we're in, right?
Hey.
Hey.
So I'm going to say, but I feel like he hates me more than I hate him.
Okay.
So I'm going to put him at hated me.
Also, when we say hated, blah, 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 we know hate's a strong word or whatever.
Yeah. It's not I would wish death upon. Well,
no, Lexi. calm down. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I don't know, because we were friends.
Mm.
But after him being throwing cherries at you and being rude to you. I don't know. I guess I will bump that down to because we're friendly. We're fine. But
there's no beef.
There's no category on here for throws cherries at my best friend. So So I'll put him in friendly.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, next up we have Steven.
Steven and I are friends.
I'll put friends for him too. He's funny. If you don't know who Steven is, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Under a rock?
No, you are missing out.
No, I love Steven. Yeah. He's great. He's funny.
He's a meme king.
Yes. Next is Nevada.
Nevada. Okay, so I don't even think I've had a conversation with her. I maybe spent spoken two words.
I just know twice in Mr. Blackburn's class we were partnered up for something, and I just didn't know how to act. I felt like if any word I said would just be too much for her.
Because she and I have the same quiet. Because I remember for Dr. Stute, he paired me up with Nevada because he was like, Lexi needs help, and you're really smart, and she was just like, okay. I don't know. She was fine. It's just, yeah, like
nothing wrong with her. It's just
our personalities. Yeah, I just feel contrast. Like we don't. Yeah, we don't. I don't hate her by any means. So, yeah. Like, if I saw her, well, no, if I saw her, like, I don't even think she knows I exist. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Cause I'll just put friendly, I guess.
I'll put even friendly. Though, I don't. I feel hate
like
we should have
had another category on there. Yeah. But like, no beef by any means or anything like that. That yeah, that I know.
She
of.
Probably hates me, honestly. But like,
no, she. Well, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, she probably doesn't. Okay, next up is Aiden Nipper.
Okay.
Nipper in the bud.
Aiden.
That was Mr. Johnson's nickname for him.
I don't think he likes me.
I'm going to put friendly for Aiden.
I think he hates me. I just think everyone hates
me. He's part of that group. I feel like your hated me column is going to be like...
It's going to be full. Like, packed. I'm not going to have any space left.
I feel like I'm going to have most in friendly for me because I'm friendly with a lot of people, but not necessarily.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Plus, I feel like some of them eventually did start hating me because, again, as we discussed in our first episode, I became best friends with Lexi and they all started hating me. Yep. Chad Mallard.
He's pretty cool. Like, I haven't really, like... Sorry. I was too far
away. I keep pushing her closer to the mic.
He's pretty... So, Chad Mallard, he was a grade above us, and he's iconic. I've had a few conversations with him. We follow each other on our spams, I think, and he called me pretty. So, I'm going to say friendly.
I want to say friends with Chad because I have hung out with him a few times, but I haven't hung out with him in, like, well over a year. He was always nice to me. Fun. We went to that one party with him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna say friendly as well.
Okay.
I don't know. I need to get a friend. God. Oh, wow. Steven. I put Steven as a friend. Okay. Next up, Ryan Wiener.
Ryan Wiener's a homie.
Wieners are winners.
He I remember at, like, junior prom, I was, like, talking about, like, how, like, I was grinding on some random dude, and he was like, of course you would. So, he thinks I'm a hoe, but I promise I'm not. Ryan. No, but Ryan, honestly, he's really nice.
No, he's super sweet.
Yeah.
Winners are winners.
I remember one time we were in French together, and he was my partner, and he said, like, out of the blue, he's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, for what? He's like, just, I'm sorry. And I was like, ma'am.
Is that it?
Yeah. So
he never explained why.
I think later you explained that he was, like, talking shit about me or something. And he Nessie. Felt bad about it. Nessie.
I love
Wiener. So I'm going to say,
friendly.
He invited me to his birthday party junior and I went.
I mean, that's kind of friends, right?
Yeah, because we had, like, three classes together junior year. But then, like, senior year, we weren't as close as we only had what's it called? One class together. French. So I'm gonna say friendly.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Annie Kelly. So I've literally never spoken to her.
So
okay.
Well, what are you gonna put for her?
I mean, just based on because I've heard what people have said about her and like she doesn't sound like the nicest.
I feel like we should have a separate category for like no opinion.
No opinion. Yeah, but you like,
have an opinion.
I have an opinion. So I feel like
I'll explain mine first.
Explain
maybe then
first.
It'll justify yours.
Yeah.
So freshman year, Annie and I would say we were friends. Like we were really friendly and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had TOK together senior year,
mm-hmm.
And I just remember one time. I mean, granted, maybe it was weird, but like I was presenting something or I was talking mm-hmm. about something and she just kept saying, she was like, that's so stupid.
Oh, that's so uncalled
and
for.
I was like, wait, I was like, no, it's not. Like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, it is. And she just kept like arguing. So like, no, that's so stupid. That's so stupid. And I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck? No one did a singular person ask. No. And I also just remember another time. This isn't really related to her, but she was saying, yeah, I don't even follow anyone on Instagram anymore except for, like, bands.
Yeah, that annoys me.
It's just, okay, like, again, you can totally do whatever you want, but I don't know. People who just follow, like, zero people just...
Yeah, it's like, who do you think you are?
Like, and again, I'm sure you're doing well. I hope you're doing well, but I don't know. I'm gonna... I don't think she hated me, but... I'm going to put her, I feel bad because I don't hate her, but, like, she's just been kind of
I don't hate her either, but, like, I feel like Like, if I saw her in public, I would hide.
Well, I'm going to put her in Hated Them only because I don't know where else to put her because we weren't really friendly. I mean, we were, but I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, I'll do the same, even though, like, and that's kind of unfair to her.
You know what? Maybe I'll put her in Hated Me because she kept saying, she kept saying my idea was stupid.
I want to say she, even though, like, she literally never did anything to me.
I feel like by association with the other IB boys, she probably hated you. Just by, well, no, I just mean, like, I feel like the general consensus of IB
is
hated Lexi for
yeah. And it's mostly guys. That's the thing. Like, if yeah. besides, like, a couple girls, like, yeah. all the girls, like, loved me, I think, I hope. Probably not. Maybe.
Please, tell me if we're, tell us if we're wrong.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm a controversial, I, you know, I was, like, the Trisha Paytas. Except I wasn't racist, but, like, I was, like, iconically problematic, yeah. but I was, like.
But you always bounced back.
I always bounced back, because here's the thing, you couldn't cancel me because I didn't fucking care.
Exactly.
I still don't fucking care.
You couldn't be canceled. No. I never saw an apology video.
And there will never be one.
You never needed one.
Never.
Period. Okay, I'm putting her in Hated Me.
Me
she
too.
She said my idea was stupid. And
I'm putting her in Hated Me for solely based on association.
Okay. Next is Reagan.
Oh, okay. So when I first met Reagan, like, she kind of gave off this vibe that she hated me. But, like, once I, like, actually started talking to her, I was like, wow, she is really nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we haven't really, like, hung out. We haven't hung out outside of school, and we were never, like, super close. But I'm going to say we're friendly.
I think I might put her in friendly, too, because I think we're – I mean, I think during high school I would consider us friends, but I feel like the other people on this list I would consider us friends more.
More, yeah.
So I'm going to put her in friendly. And, yeah, I think that Reagan's really sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And she's smart as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. All right. Next up, we have Rowan.
Okay. Rowan. So, Rowan Daly, he was a year above us. We were both in theater. We were all in theater.
Yeah, he did theater with us. And,
so, yeah. He
a
never
problematic
did, he,
person,
he,
if you will.
Yeah, he never did anything to me. We were always, like, chill or whatever.
Yeah. Like, he was never rude to me, but I've heard a lot of stories, some fucked up stories of things.
I have, too.
So, I'm gonna put him in Hated Them. Only because of the things.
Here's the thing.
Like, really serious things.
So, the thing with Annie Kelly is that, like, I think she probably had in a.
Annie Kelly? You mean Rowan?
No. I'm going back to her.
Oh, okay.
The thing about Annie is that, like, she probably had people, like, in her ear being like, oh, yeah, Lexi's so annoying or whatever. Whereas, right. like, Rowan didn't because, like, no one in theater, like, hates me.
Right.
So, I'm going to say, even though I've heard the tea and whatever, I'm going to say friendly.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess with my association, I would say friendly. It's just
based on what other people
based on,
have said.
And not even just, like, gossip about him, like, serious things.
Facts.
Like, fucked up things.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just going to put hated them.
That part.
I think.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to draw
I also spelled his name wrong on accident.
Oh, well.
Aaliyah, you're one of the best people I've ever
Aaliyah
met.
Aaliyah Battle is my fucking bitch. Really close.
I love her. I'm gonna put friends just because we never got super, super close, but we're still fucking, I love her.
Literally the funniest person I've ever met.
No, she's, I love her so
Icon.
Much. She's,
I love her.
Okay. Fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jack Gurdes, baby.
Jack Gurdes. Ooh.
Ooh.
So we were in theater with him. He was also in our grade.
Yes. I
feel like he hated me, like, on the low.
Okay.
But because of his fling with my sister.
His fling? Don't. Oh, my God.
Oops. Like, he kind of had to like me.
Well, no. He had to like you because of theater.
That part.
Yeah. I'm going to put friends because I was friends with him, except junior year when I was really depressed and everyone in theater was either awful to me or just hated me because of the people who were awful to me telling them stuff.
Uh-huh.
he didn't invite me to his birthday party junior year.
Oh, I don't think I was invited. Caitlin and I weren't invited either.
I know you guys weren't invited, but Jack and I were actually, like, really close friends at one point. Like, sophomore year, we were really close, and then. Anyway, we're not going to get into that. We can have a whole other episode on
I'm going to say friends.
I'm going to say friends, too.
But I don't think it's because he wants to be friends. It's just because I'm friends with everyone else that he's friends with.
Yes. Okay.
Next.
Nick Maldo.
Nick Maldo.
Miss you, bitch.
Honestly, he's funny as fuck.
He is extremely funny. And he's really smart. Like, yeah. That bitch would never even do his chem homework and would just get A's on tests.
That's what I heard. And he was, like, he would, like, literally procrastinate, like, a lot
oh,
and
yeah.
still do do, like, well in mm-hmm. school. So here's the thing. He was friends with a lot of people who hated me, but he...
Yeah. He was always nice to you.
He was always nice to me. So I'm going to say friendly.
I'm going to say friends, because him and I have known each other for a really long time, too. Oh, here, do you want to draw one?
Yeah. Camden.
Camden.
So I didn't even have a conversation with Camden until senior year. And that conversation was when I posted a TikTok. We talked about this before on the podcast, but in case you haven't, like, heard the episode or maybe forgot, basically I made a TikTok and it was like boys at my school who I used to, past tense used to, have a crush on, and he was one of them. And the picture that he looked the best in was a picture with his girlfriend. So that's when I picked. And keep in mind, all these, at the time that I posted this, all the guys were like, yeah, like, we don't have TikTok's dumb. So I was like, okay, then they'll never see this. And then everyone ended up seeing it. And then he and his girlfriend got, like, so mad at me, he, like, called me or whatever, or he called me from Nick Edmonds' phone. He was like, we're gonna go to, like, the guidance counselor or whatever unless you take it down. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, so it's a compliment.
Are you gonna put him on Hated Me?
I'm gonna put him on Hated Me, but then we, like, ended up, like, working it because we had the same Blackburn class, and then he was, like, nice to me. Like, I remember he'd laugh at some of my jokes. And then I remember you said something about him, like, junior year or something, being like,
well, I don't know if she's hot or not. Because he was like, I can't tell if she's hot or not.
Okay, so that was pre-nose job.
Please.
So I've gotten hotter. Everyone agrees.
For me, okay,
I'm gonna put Hated Me.
All right, I used to have a big crush on him, like, sophomore year.
Oh yeah, he's a cutie.
Yeah, no, he's cute, he's attractive and everything. Yeah. So I'm gonna put him in heartthrob.
Oh shit. Only
because I feel like that category is just for, like, crushes or, like, people.
Yeah, no, I never really had, like, a huge crush on him. I was just like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had a crush on him, yeah, sophomore year, because
I didn't even know he existed until, like, senior year.
I remember I was stressing out so much. I was like, I was snapping my friend Jillian. I was like, should I try to start a streak with him? And, like,
did you guys start a streak?
Yeah, we did, but then he never really Snapchatted me, except one day, randomly, he asked me to, like, print out something for him, for Stewie. Please. I was like, of course!
Oh, no!
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna put him in heartthrob, because I used to have the little questy quest on him, but, yeah.
Next one, Paige Cooksey. She always gave off the vibe that she hated me.
Really? She was just really quiet to me. I mean, she really was always quiet. Nice to me, but yeah, I never really, like...
Yeah.
Had that much of an opinion on her because I didn't know her.
Yeah, we really should have made, like, a no opinion. But then I feel like the problem is with, like, a no opinion category is then I feel like I'd place a lot of people in that.
Right.
And that's just not fun.
I'm going to put her in friendly.
I'm going to put her in hated me. Because I just think everyone hates me. But Pagey girl, like, if you don't hate me, you can...
Pagey girl, hit me up. Hit me up. Yeah. You're so pretty, though. Like, hey, girl. Nick Makarov!
Okay, so we were kind of friends in, like, freshman year because we both had the same, like, French class, and we sat by each other. Mm-hmm. But then he dropped out of IB.
I forgot he was in French.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say we're friendly.
Okay, Nick and I, I think we're still pretty close. We used to be really close. Sophomore year, we were, like, talking, kind of, I guess. So... I don't think I'm going to put him in heartthrob, though, just because, like, he's definitely way more of a friend than he ever was, even remotely, like, a relationship type thing. Like, it never was anything like that. So, I'm going to put him in friends. I would put really close if this were, like, sophomore year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put... If you guys don't remember him, freshman year, he made a mixtape about... This is so awful. Did you remember this?
I don't... Wait, tell me what it is.
He made a mixtape about... his ex, like, who went to our school. Yeah,
please.
I know, I felt so bad.
Oh my god. Okay, Miss Girl, we're gonna have to move on to the next one, except I cannot read what you wrote.
Courtney. I love Courtney. I mean, I haven't talked to her in a while, but I was close with her at one point. I'm gonna put friends because we were friends in high school.
I don't think we ever really, like, talked.
I don't think she hated you, though.
I don't think she hated me either. Fuck,
just put her in friendly.
I feel like she did hate me, though.
She did not hate you. Stop assuming everyone actually, well.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put her hate me.
She definitely did not hate you. I definitely don't think she did, but yeah. Kelsey.
Kelsey. So where to put Kelsey? So at first things were kind of neutral, and then I have him in my Dr. Smiley.
And long story short, neutral then hated you.
Neutral then hated me. Then neutral kind of friends.
Yeah.
This little, we're kind of getting off track here, but basically Chrissy, my sister, and I, we were just like, we got kicked out of like the movie theater because Caitlin's fucking underage when we were going to an R-rated movie. And we brought In-N-Out with us too. And then as we were like,
you mean Five Guys?
Or Five Guys.
This is not California. Oh,
sorry, I'm from LA.
You're not from LA.
No. I was there for like 3 months. Okay. And then as we were about to leave, we saw Kelsey and we were like, hey, let's get in the car.
Hang out? And so he came in Lexi's car and Lexi was driving. And it was a fucking shit show of a ride, but it was so much fun.
And then we got like a mutual understanding for each other. And then later.
Yeah, I remember he was telling you, he was like, I think you're annoying sometimes, but I don't hate you.
Yeah. And then like later in the summer, was the spring of chaos, which I drank a little bit too much juice and I was at his house and stuff, but he was like really nice and giving me water and stuff. Yeah. And then when the whole me doing the TikTok
debacle happened, then he started
hating me again.
Yeah, that was also around the time where he started kind of making fun of me. Not making fun of me,
he was
but
making
like
fun of you?
Well, not making fun of me, just like being a douchebag.
Oh.
I don't have a problem with Kelsey or anything.
I really don't.
I remember we FaceTimed a little after that too. It was like, I don't hate either of you. And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But sophomore year, I had, again, a big crush on Kelsey. This was like the beginning of sophomore year. And he would like text me too. And we were talking for like, I don't know, a few weeks or almost a month or something. I remember the day of the hurricane, he texted me and he was like, hey, I know this is kind of stupid, but...
I'm taking off my sweatshirt. No, I'm a sports bra under here.
No one can see. It's fine. But he was like, and I know nothing's probably going to happen, but I just wanted to let you know that I kind of like you. And like, anyway, so that happened. And then, of course, little sophomore me was so happy. I was like, oh my God, a boy likes me. Pick me, choose me, love me. And then, like, a homecoming week, he basically like dropped me and started dating another girl.
Chrissy and I, we've been over this. We're always the second choice.
No, we're always the placeholders.
The placeholder. Yes.
That's what Julia said. I said, you know, you're so right.
You are so right. Okay.
Anyway, but no hard feelings. So
no,
I'm not.
No hard feelings, I think you low-key hate
me. I'm going to put him in heartbreak because that was my little sophomore heartbreak moment, even though now I just laugh about it. But at the time, wow, trauma.
Trauma.
Okay. Next up. Zach Cummins.
Probably literally never had a conversation. I mean, well, I think we had like English together freshman year, I think, and he was like fine. He was always like nice to me, but like we never really had like that many conversations. I'll just put friendly.
Yeah.
Even though like by association, he probably hates me, but
no,
like I'm going to put friendly. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm going
to
put friendly.
Zach was really nice to me and everything. He taught me how to play poker, actually.
That's cool.
I mean, I think we would flirt with each other sometimes. Ooh. And so I don't know. I'm going to put heartthrob.
Okay.
Only because I think there was definitely like, you know. So I'll put him in that because we were friends kind of, but we were never really like good friends and I don't know. So
okay, next
heartthrob he goes.
Kylie Woods.
Oh, okay. She's always been really nice to me.
Right.
Same.
She won't fucking follow us on Instagram.
She never. Okay, she used to follow like my account because we went to the middle school together, and so she followed me then. Then I had to get a new account for some reason. Oh, because my ex best friend like deleted it on accident.
Oh.
And this is a different story.
Yeah.
We should have an episode talking about our toxic.
Ex best friend.
Okay. Anyway. So then she just never followed my new one. Even though she would, every time we saw her in public, she was really nice to me. She was like, hey, Chrissy.
Like that one time when we were like on Flagler and she was like, she was working, where did she work? Billabong or something. And she was the one who told us.
She was like, yeah, little huddies here. No,
I
think she's really nice. I'm going to put friendly.
I'm going to put friendly too.
No, she never followed me back, which is just funny.
But Miss Girl, you should follow us back.
Miss Girl. She does modeling though.
Yeah. I just drew myself.
Ugh, Lexi hated her.
No, oh, I'm me too.
Obviously, really close. I say this all the time, but Lexi got me through a shit ton my junior year, and love her.
Yeah. I'm not gonna put myself on anything because I would be
hated her.
Hated her.
Hated me. Really.
Daisy.
I'm gonna put friendly.
I'm gonna put friendly too because I think we always had math together, I think, and, like, it was weird, because we always, like, sat next to
each other. I just think she's like, really funny. Like,
yeah.
And I enjoyed our conversations when we had them.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Colin Johansson.
Yeah, he hates me, because he's friends with Andrew Nelson. He was also throwing cherries at me that one day at the beach.
He was actually in the Questions for Guys episode.
Yes, he was.
That was interesting. That was fun.
And he had the audacity to be like, I hate Lexi. No, so,
hated me. Okay, Colin and I, this is another rough thing for me because Colin and I were, I would say we were friends, but again, don't throw cherries at my best friend, please.
Period.
So, I'm still gonna, oh, I also had a crush on him, like, my freshman or sophomore year, I think, but I'm just gonna put friendly because.
Okay.
I also think of friendly as, like, civil.
Yeah, me too.
So, even if I, like, don't have an opinion,
like, a lot of these people, like, I wouldn't say hi to if I saw them in public. I would hide. Feel like
our default setting is friendly.
Look at us.
Extroverts.
Okay, so, Jared. Jared hates me. You hate me. I was following a spam and then he made me unfollow it.
He made me unfollow it too for a while. He like made everyone unfollow it. He finally accepted me again this summer and I was really happy, but I don't think I don't think he hates you. He's
friends with all the guys who hate me.
I'm gonna put friendly with Jared just because also Jared, if you're listening to this, you just lost the game. Sorry. It's just the game. I'll tell you later. Okay. But it's just an inside joke. Well, not an inside joke, but something we always do. So, I'm going to say friendly for Jared.
Okay. But I love Kylie. Kylie, girl, keep doing what you're doing.
Kylie, win.
Because they're dating, whatever. Isaiah. Okay, so Isaiah and I, we have a little bit of a history, love. We were kind of... He was in my AP Euro class, and so we kind of, like, knew each other from there. And then we kind of started talking and flirting, but not really. Like, now... Like, obviously, like, now we're not. But it was, like, kind of like a junior... Like, a junior year thing. And, like, I remember one time, he was like, I want to get you pregnant. And I was like...
What?
Because it was, like... Because he was on my spam.
Yeah.
And I was doing one of those filters, like, when are you going to, like, have kids or something? I think it was one of those.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
That's... Sorry, someone called us. What were you saying, Lexi? That was kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to say we're friendly.
I'm going to say friendly, too. One time, I guess he saw me at a gas station, and I didn't know it was him, and he was, like, waving to me. Uh-huh. And I remember I was, like, it was when Caitlin and I crashed NSB's homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, in this fancy dress, and I was, like, who's waving at me right now? And then I passed by, and I was, like, oh, it's Isaiah. I'm just an idiot. So, I'm gonna put friendly. Okay, I drew one, like, two turns ago, but...
Okay,
Chris.
Chris, we're friends.
Okay.
Ooh, but y'all are more complicated. This is Chris Johnson, by the way. He was a year above us in theater with us.
We are friends, but I'm going to put him... I don't know where to put him. Again, my little junior year self. I don't know. What do you think? Heartbreak or heartthrob?
Because y'all were never, like, officially dating.
Oh, no.
That's never. A heartbreak.
Yeah!
But now you guys are good.
No, it's totally, like, I'm not, like, I'm fine now, but, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, Chris, if you're listening.
Next one. Oh, I drew you. Chrissy.
Hated her.
No, Chrissy and I are obviously, like, best friends, so we're really close.
I was talking about me.
Oh. I think we all hate ourselves.
Oh, just a little bit.
Okay. Oh, some of these are getting like
Jeffrey. I like Jeffrey. I'm gonna put
we might have to make a part two.
for this.
Yeah, let's just try to, like, power through some now.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Jeffrey, I'm going to put in friends. No, I'm going to put in... Yeah, I'm going to put him in friends. We were friends. We were pretty friendly.
Kind of friends. Jeffrey, I don't know. Never really talked to him.
All right.
What do you think?
Friendly.
What do you think? Friendly? Friendly? Okay.
Okay, Ivy. I'm going to put friends.
Yeah, Ivy and I are friends.
Love Ivy.
Love her.
Miss you, Ivy.
Josh Liebman.
Oh, he hated me. And because he hates me, I hate him. But I think he hates me more than I hate him.
I'm going to put him in friendly because, again, we never really had a problem. Except, I don't know. I feel like sometimes he was kind of, like, weird with me. But I'll just put him in friendly just for time's sake.
Yeah. He'd always make fun of me in French. Like, and for what?
Isabel's a panic.
Oh, Miss Girl. Miss Girl. So, she wasn't an IB, but she was in our grade. And... never really had a problem with her until there was, like, a rumor
she
was, like, making fun of my nose. And again, this is pre-nose job. Or, like, she was, like, laughing with guys, like... Because I did, like, the morning news.
Yeah. Oh, that's why they brought... I was, like, why was...
So, I guess, like, guys in her statistic class were making fun of me because, I don't know, I live in their heads rent-free. And I guess she was, like, laughing with them and maybe making fun of my nose. I think that's how the story went. And...
But she said
I knew that because of one of Caitlin's friends told Caitlin, who told me.
Okay.
And so then I kind of called, once she started getting TikTok famous, I kind of called her out on it. And then she sent me this whole, like, long DM. She's like, hey, girly, that was really immature. And she was like, I never did that.
And she said what you did was immature?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, Miss Girl, I'm trying to boost both of our careers.
Hey, girly, that was really fucking immature. So take that fucking shit down.
Yeah, no, literally. That's what she sounded like. And I was like, I'm sorry, but, like...
That is really funny.
Like...
I'm gonna put her... again, no, really, really no opinion, so, like, friendly,
I think
guess.
She hates me.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
If the rumor's true about Lexi, hated them, because yes. Don't fucking talk about my best friend.
Period.
But if it's not true, then friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sam Roman.
Love him. Yeah, friends. We weren't that close, but, like, yeah.
Josh Zuckerman!
Josh Zuckerman, I don't even think we've ever
had... He always sat goofy.
He sat, like, crisscross applesauce, but, like, up.
Like, I don't know how to describe that. Backwards.
Yeah. Like, homeboy was...
He was flexible.
He was a contortionist.
I'm gonna put him in friendly,
I'm gonna put him in friendly.
I never really had an opinion on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. Kylie Wen.
Kylie Wen, friends.
Love her.
Yeah.
Queen.
Okay.
Next. Ryan McDevitt. Heartthrob. I always thought he was so cute.
So he wasn't, like, an IB, and, like, I really, like, so I wasn't really, like, friends with him.
He wanted to be on the podcast. And then he just, like,
oh,
forgot. I don't know. Like, he just forgot about it.
That's weird.
He was trying to set up a day and everything, too.
I remember, like, we FaceTimed him once, and he seemed...
We did?
Nice. Yes, we did.
What?
We were a little drunk.
You mean juiced.
Juiced. My bad. I'm just gonna say friendly.
I'm saying heartthrob. I always thought he was so cute.
No, he's nice looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, all of these terms are, like, in relation in high school. Like, what we thought in high school. Okay. Oh, Mariana.
Oh, she and I are really close. Love her.
I'm gonna put friendly because I like her a lot, but we were just never super close.
Okay.
Okay. Alexia.
Oh, so Miss Girl and friendly. I go way back because I've known her since first grade because we went to Sacred Heart together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were friends there. And then in high school, we just never, like, were. Like, we were friendly in high school. We just didn't go in the same circles. And then she, like, unfollowed me on Instagram, which I thought was really weird.
After high school?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just, one day I was, like, looking, I was like, who's, like, following me? And he's not following me. And she was one of the people who weren't. And I just thought that was so weird because I'm like, Miss Girl, we've been through so much together.
Miss Girl, our history.
Yeah. And I know she kind of rolls with, like, the people that hate me. So, I'm gonna say she hates me.
Oh, I put her in friendly. Alejandro.
Oh, he hates me.
Where do I put him?
He hates
me. He could fit in pretty much every category on this list for me. At one point, we were extremely close. You know what? I'm gonna...
Where do you stand with him now?
Honestly, if I'm being honest... heartbreak in a way, in like a friend heartbreak, because yeah. he did, you know, I think he did break my heart in like a friend way, which obviously I'm not gonna get into, but
yeah. Next one, Seabass.
Friend. friendly?
I'd say we're friendly.
Because we were kind of friends at one point. Yeah, I'll put friendly. I was going to put friends, but
I don't know where he and I stand.
Bree. Love Bree. Friends. I don't know. Maybe I should put really close.
Bree from theater. I was really confused. I thought you meant there's a Bree and Ivy.
I'm going to put really close because we got really close senior year.
I'm going to say, I don't know if she and I are like really close, but we're definitely friends. So I'm going to put Bree and I are friends.
Tati.
Twetsy. Hey, queen. We're really close.
I'm going to put friendly. Oh. I just wrote friendly in friendly. I'm gonna put friendly. One time some weird like thing happened, but like I'll tell you later. It was just funny.
Okay. Zach Holland. Oh. Hates me.
I don't know. I used to have a big crush on him too.
Two? Miss Girl.
I used to.
Oh, I thought you meant like Lexi, you have a crush on him. Oh. I have a crush on Miss Girl. I never.
No, I'm gonna put I don't know. I don't know where I would put him on mine. I'm going to put friendly, I guess. But I don't really think we're that friendly. But, like, I don't know where else to put him.
Yeah. Kat Holtz.
Oh, love her. Really close. I'd miss say Kat so much.
We were never, like, super, super, super close. But we're definitely friends. So.
Kamari. Heartthrob.
Kamari, I don't know. At one point we were kind of friends, but now I think we're just like friendly. Like at one point we were like playing like 8-ball and stuff.
Everyone now, like I don't know. I'm not really friends with anyone from.
And
high
then he definitely has.
You.
He definitely
and
has
Ashlyn and Brie yeah. And them.
He definitely gets annoyed by me.
What?
I think that's everybody. But
I'm gonna put him in heartthrob.
I'm gonna put him in friendly.
He was such a cutie. I mean, he still is, but like you know what I mean. Sorry, you know what I mean. Nick Edmonds.
Oh.
I don't know where to put him either.
I'm gonna put him in heartthrob even though he never liked me back. It was just the sole reason for him not like because he didn't like me back. Heartthrob.
Right.
Or heartbreak. That's what
you're putting him in heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Okay. You broke my heart by not liking me back.
I mean, I know I had a crush on him freshman year and he was like my first high school crush.
Mm-hmm.
But like ew. No. Nick's my friend, but I haven't talked to him a while, so I'm going to say just friendly, because, I mean, we were, like, on and off friends in high school, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, never, like, hated each other, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one, Sophie Washington.
I'm still really friendly with Sophie.
I'd say in school, so we were always friendly, but you remember how I was saying that, like, I was going through, like, people who, like, unfollowed me and stuff? Mm-hmm. She was one of them.
Oh.
So, I think she hates me.
No, I don't. Lexi, she doesn't hate you.
I think she hates me.
Damarian. Friends.
Oh, Damarian and I are really close.
Damarian and I have an interesting backstory. So, friends. Friends now, anyway. Caitlin, your sister, obviously really close.
Actually, I kind of have to be really close.
Let's put her in hated her.
We share a bathroom. Sometimes I do hate her. Honestly, but I mean, I guess we're really close.
I already did her. Russell.
Russell's an interesting guy.
I'm going to put friendly.
I'm going to put friendly, too.
Renee.
Oh, I love Friends. Renee. I say, Renee.
She's a fucking queen. Miss President.
Miss President.
Madam President. Tommy Clark.
Oh. We have an interesting history.
Very interesting.
And honestly, I'd really want him to be on the podcast sometime.
Well, yeah, we should invite him on. Tommy Clark, if you're listening.
Yeah, we've kind of been, like, snapping back and forth lately.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about, like, TikTok stuff.
Oh, I thought he, like, fell off the face of the earth. Oh, that's cool.
He's still alive.
Okay, well, he did something really shitty to me sophomore
year.
But he apologized for it, like, 2 years later, so.
And he's been, like, making, I'd say we're, like, friends.
Kind
of-ish.
Okay, here's the thing. In terms of high school, how
that's true.
How I felt about him in high school, hated him because of what he did.
Right.
But now I don't really care. So now I'm, like, over it. But I'm just putting him and hated them only because of what was in high school.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to put him in friendly.
Okay. Just a few more, guys.
But, like, yeah, they were definitely, like what he did to you, like, that was, like, not okay by any means. And so, like.
But, like, it's, like, whatever now. Like,
It's fine. Okay. Nick Passamonte.
I've never had a conversation with him. I mean, he's cute. I
used to think he was so fucking cute. Heartthrob. I remember when he went Mr. Spruce Creek. I was in Mr. Spruce Creek. I was like...
Yeah, doing that one guy. What's his name? Forgot which comedian, but
it's like Gavin something. He's a really funny comedian.
Yeah.
That one guy. Grant Yvonne De La Roche.
Oh. Really nice. Almost a little too nice. One time, he did like me for a while. One time, I remember, if you're watching this, hey.
Tell the story about the food.
Yes. So, it was my birthday, like, on a weekend. So, the following Monday, we had the same English class together. And this was last year in senior year. And he was like, oh, is it your birthday this weekend? I was like, yeah. And he was like, happy birthday. And I was like, thank you. And he's like, so, since it's your birthday, I'm thinking of taking you out. And I was like, you what now? And I have a problem saying no to people, so I was just like, okay. And then after that, I was like, what the fuck have I done? So later that day, I was like, hey, I made up like some kind of lie. Like,
my mom said no. She won't let me hang out with boys alone.
And then he said, I can bring the food to you at school. Oh, yeah, he also suggested we go to, he said,
Olive Garden, because he's an Italian, right?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, if you're Italian, like, the Olive Garden's the last place you want to go. So, he was like, but then he was like, I can bring the food to you at school, and I just, like, didn't answer.
Yeah.
And then the next day at school, he was like, Lexi, it was just a gift. I can bring the food to you at school. And I was like, no, like, you're okay. Like, you don't need to do that. Thank you.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna
say friendly.
I'm gonna say friendly because I don't know what else category to put him in. He was never, like, rude to me or anything. No. He definitely didn't hate me.
Yeah.
I didn't hate him. So, friendly. Yeah.
Did we go through all of this?
No, there's one more, and it's Foo.
Foo. Okay, so Foo and I, he probably doesn't remember this. Mm-hmm. See, I remember a lot of friendly, by the way. Because, like, I didn't have any friends freshman. I had, like, two friends, mm-hmm. and they were both, like, outside of IB. But.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, but because, like, I wasn't really that good of friends with anyone in IB, like, I remember specific interactions I have with people. And I remember he and I both had the same human geography class. And remember how Mr. Johnson would always have us, like, go into pairs and, like, practice writing for the AP, for the writing portion of the AP human exam?
Yeah.
So he was my partner for, like, four times in a row. Mm-hmm. And, like, every time we'd get together, we were both like, yeah, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. So we kind of bonded over that, but then over the years, we just kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Crumbled apart, if you will. Torn apart, if you will.
I'll just say friendly.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's it. I hope you guys somewhat enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We're going to be posting our alignment charts on the Instagram so you can see.
Oh, okay. My handwriting's really bad.
Mine got so sloppy.
Yeah.
So you can go check out the Instagram. It's probaddicts.
Yes.
And our Instagrams.
Lexi K. Brandt.
And Chrissy Alexander. And we're going to be filming two other episodes today.
So get ready.
We're excited.
Period.
Bye, addicts.
Bye, addicts.
Bye.